Mama? Molly said quietly, breaking it. Please tell me what Harry has done in the past 2 days to make you think that he is selfish or cowardly. Was it when he turned to face the ogres so that we could escape? Was it when he traded away the obligations the summer lady owed him in order to attempt the rescue? Charity was shocked, silent for a second. Then her face heated, and she said, Young lady, that isn't... Molly went on smoothly, her voice quiet, calm, displaying neither anger nor disrespect nor weakness. Or perhaps it was when you were unconscious, and no one could have stopped him from simply taking me to turn over to the council, and he instead stopped to give me a choice. She chewed on her lip for a second. You told me everything he's done since I was taken. Now he's offering to die for me, Mama. What more could you ask of him? Charity's face reddened further, and I thought I saw something like shame on her features. She sat down again, bowed her head, and said nothing. The silence stretched. Her shoulders shook. Molly slid down to kneel at her mother's feet and hugged her. Charity hugged back. The pair of them rocked slowly back and forth for a moment, and though the dim room made it hard to see, I was sure they were both crying. Perhaps you're right, Charity said after a moment. I should not have accused you so, Mr. Dresden. She squared her shoulders and lifted her head. But I will not allow her to go. Molly looked up very slowly. She faced Charity, lifted her chin a little, and said, I love you very much, Mama, but this isn't your choice. I'm the one responsible for what I did. I'll face the consequences of it. Charity turned her face away from Molly, a kind of terrible grief and fear making her look, for the first time in my memory, old. Molly, she whispered. Father Fordhill had arrived at some point during the conversation, though none of us had noticed him in the doorway. His gentle voice was steady. Your daughter is in the right, Charity, he said. She's an adult now, in many ways. She's taken actions that demand that she accept the responsibilities that accompany them. She's my child, Charity objected. She was, Fordhill corrected her, if only for a time. Children are a precious gift, but they belong to no one but themselves. They are only lent us a little while. The priest folded his arms over his chest and leaned against the doorway. I think you should consider what has happened, Charity. Dresden is perhaps the only one who could have helped you and Molly. I think it is no accident that he became involved in this situation. He gave me a whimsical little smile. After all, he does work in mysterious ways. I walked across the floor and lowered myself to one knee before Charity. I don't know anything about that, but for whatever it's worth, I promise you, I said very quietly, I will bring your daughter back from the council safe and well. They'll have to kill me to stop me. Charity looked up at me, and I saw a dozen emotions flicker over her features. Hope, fear, anger, sadness. Twice she opened her mouth to speak, but bit down on the words before she uttered them. Finally she whispered, I have your word on it. You do, I said. She stared at me for a moment, then she looked up and said to Fordhill, I wish Michael was here. Fordhill asked her, If he was, what do you think he would say? Her eyes moved back to me, and she said, frowning faintly, To have faith, to trust the wizard, that he is a good man. The priest nodded. I think he would say that, too. Charity glanced at me without meeting my eyes. How long will it take? I'll contact the council today. Depends on who is available, but this kind of thing gets high priority. Tomorrow, the next day at the latest. She bowed her head again and nodded. She said to Fordhill, Is there nothing we can do? Molly's made her decision, Fordhill said quietly, and everything I've learned about the effects of black magic upon those who use it agrees with what Dresden has told you. Your daughter is in very real danger, Charity.